Clayton Kershaw on the mound for the Dodgers tonight, and I'm with tonight's starting right fielder for the first time in a Dodger uniform, their newest member of the team, Steven Souza Jr. Steven, congratulations on finding your way back to the big leagues.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an exciting moment and honor to be here.
Not only are you getting your first start on the first night that you're here, but you're also playing behind Clayton Kershaw after all these years facing him.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, being on the other side is not that fun.
Yeah.
You know, he works fast. He's such a competitor. So it's really going to be a privilege to be able to take the field for a future Hall of Famer.
You may not believe this, but I've been on the Souza train ever since the Dodgers decided to take a flyer on you. What was the process that you went through to get to this point? Because a lot of people thought you wouldn't play baseball again.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to throw myself in there a little bit. You know, my wife has really been a rock in my life to push me. But, you know, the organization down below, like Chris Anariska and Will Rimes, Manny Burris, Travis. I mean, I can't list enough names of the people that have helped me from as far as strengthening to my swing. They just took the time meticulously every day. We spent like a week and a half of not even playing games and just working on figuring out how my body's moving and getting it back to where I was when I was successful up here, and they just did an amazing job.
You've had success in the major league, Steven. How much do you have to open yourself up to new ideas and accept that they are going to try to help you? I mean, because you have your swing, it's hard to change that. How much did you have to succumb to a certain extent to allow that change to take place?
Yeah, I think there was a beautiful middle ground in there where they were asking me to try these things, and when they didn't feel good, they asked me to push through them, and if they still didn't feel good, then we would get to a place where try and make it my own. It's hard to put into words of exactly how they go about it. It's really an art of what they did with me, honestly. And I did have to try some new things, some different setups in the way I think. But they believed in the thought that if I just keep getting consistent reps with these things, it'll play out. And they were right. It's been great.
I was watching what you were doing at Oklahoma City. The AAA season didn't start out great for you, but in the last couple of weeks, it looks like something's clicked. What was the process once you got into games to apply everything that you're talking about?
Yeah, so, I mean, it really started to click at the alt site for me. And then I missed a couple weeks to start the year on a minor calf thing. And just those first couple games back was basically like a rehab assignment, trying to find my timing again. But being able to slow it down and not try and do too much and let my bat path and my barrel and my strength do the work, you know, and that's what they pretty much preached to me.
Steven Souza Jr. is joining us just in front of first pitch between the Dodgers and Phillies. I saw you earlier during batting practice familiarizing yourself with right field. You've played here before, but what was the target of what you were trying to do out there before the game today?
Yeah, just the surroundings, you know, up here, just there's three levels here. There's not just two, you know. Just familiarizing myself with the corners and stuff like that. It's been a couple years since I've been here, so I love this stadium. I love these fans. It's always fun to get here, and so I'm just excited to be here.
Did you have a chance to check out what took place here last night? 52,000 plus. Same as expected tonight. Are you ready for that?
I could hear them through the TV. I was watching the game last night, and it was awesome to hear them through the TV. Me personally, I missed the fans so much last year. It was really difficult to play without fans. And so to be back, have them full capacity, I'm super excited for it.
Before I let you go, you've been in the major leagues before. I'm just curious, at this point and stage of your career, do you still get butterflies on a night like tonight?
I'm sure when the game approaches, I will. You know, it was when I got called up and I knew I was coming, it's a different mentality for me this time. This isn't the goal. You know, the goal wasn't just to get here. It's to get here and continue to do what I've been doing and prove to myself and to my wife and my family and to God that, you know, I'm going to keep going. You know, this isn't the end goal.
All right. I'm on the Souza train. Let's see if everybody else gets on.
All righty. That sounds good.
Thanks a lot for the time, Steven.
Thanks for having me.
There he goes. Tonight's starting right fielder, Steven Souza Jr., and he receives a gift from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love.